From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yes, it is. Hello, this is Talking Flicks, where we talk everything movies, news, reviews. Oh, it's going to be a massive show. And, of course, couldn't do it without this guy, Mr. Lee. Hello.
Well, hello, Jay. How are you this week?
Great this week, Mr. Lee. How are you? You must be feeling a little bit, well, because you're not on holidays this week, so this must feel quite strange for you because it's been it's been a bit of a holiday lately for you, hasn't it?
It has. I've just had the last week off, and now I've had this week all working, and it's like, oh, my goodness, take me back to Coffs Harbour. It was so nice. I'd go for a leisurely stroll along the beach with my coffee, and then I'd go back and do a little bit of work, and then I'd back for another stroll. It was great. It was so good.
It's a tough life, Mr. Lee. It really is. Yeah, it's
a tough life. Someone's got to do it,
but I'm surprised you gave us your time last week, Mr. Lee. I mean, you were just so in holiday mode, and now. Because the weather did fine up towards the end of last week. Did you get out in your budget smugglers?
I'm not denying and I'm not confirming anything because I don't want to scare people.
That is questionable, Mr. Lee. Seriously, yes.
Yeah, maybe we'll have another podcast one day and, you know, we might get the wife onto it and she can tell you
Wendy
all
saw
definitely.
It. Is that the...
Yeah, no.
I'll get it out of you by the end of the podcast. We've got half an hour to go.
Yeah, well,
you'll crack.
Can I just say there was nothing written in the papers? There was nothing. So my thing is, it probably didn't happen. So
that's a shame.
I'm sure if it was, it would have made news over in Coffs Harbour.
That's a real shame. I thought that would be a great way to open the show this week. You on the front page. Yeah, what do they call that, Mr. Lee? Is that indecent exposure?
It's indecent something. It's not right. Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
Well, now you are back at the office and you're back at a good time too. Week two of school holidays and I'm sure lots of parents getting the kiddies in there trying to keep them busy. And have you been helping out babysitting? Have you been doing much of that this week?
I certainly have. I've actually been. It has been so cold in Tamworth and I'd hate to think how cold it is in Orange and Wagga, but I know how friggin' cold it is here. It is so cold and people are just coming into the warmth and they want to get out of the house because it's, you know, the kids are driving up the wall, so they bring them to the movies and watch some great movies. And, of course, Chock Tops, popcorn, what else do you want?
That's a great day out. The heat, Mr. Lee, aren't you? Ooh, it's getting hot in here. I thought that was just the new Channing Tatum film, but anyway. Oh, well, okay. I've got to regroup. We've got to get through this.
Yeah, we do. We've still got half an hour to go.
Got a big show coming up, and there's lots happening. We're going to do some new movies this week. We'll take a look around the screens. We've got some movie news. There's some huge movie news, especially if you love these little yellow characters. Not going to give too much away about that yet. Too much away.
No, don't give that away.
The Umar game's back, which has been a complete disaster, and it continues to keep taking us down. I've got a good feeling though this week, Mr. Lee, with you taking on the 60 seconds.
Sweet. Okay, do you want to tell me the question now?
I can't do that, Mr. Lee. I just can't do that. And you know
that. You tried last week. Yeah, I know. But I just thought maybe you would forget and you just tell me. But
no,
okay.
I can't do that.
I won't hassle you.
I can't do that, Mr. Lee. But I can tell you it's going to be nice and easy, okay?
Oh, good.
Play fair.
Okay, that's good.
We'll see if Mr. Lee can get 60 seconds down without saying ah. That'll be a bit later on. Also, some free movie tickets and something special, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this. I cannot wait to talk to this person. She's going to be our first Talking Flickster, who is our movie reviewer. So she's gone and had a look. Mel, she's gone and had a look at a movie for us. And, we're going to catch up and have a little listen to what she thought about the movie. How good is that?
Oh, that's awesome. Wonder what movie it is. Wonder what movie she's reviewed. Oh, we're going to keep that a secret.
I wonder. We are.
Okay, well, we'll do that a little bit later on in the show. But firstly, Mr. Lee, let's get into some new movies this week. And it's a horror week at the movies, which is...
It certainly is.
Would you say quite strange for school holiday time?
It is very strange. But did you know we've had so many horrors open this year? I think it's up to 17. This will be 19 horrors after today, which is quite scary. But we're talking about a new Australian horror. It stars Ryan Corr and Naomi Hazelhurst, and it's called Sting. Now, this is directed by Kaya Roche Turner. And do you remember way, way back, Jay, when we interviewed Bianca Brady from Wormwood? Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Oh, Brett, she was lovely, wasn't she?
Oh, she was. She was so nice to talk to, so easy. She just really enjoys what she did. And, you know, I can remember a few little things that we talked about. And one of them, was about a Wormwood 2 movie by chance that she didn't know anything about.
Let's relive that moment. Let's relive that moment where Mr. Lee did his research like usual. Here we go. Grant, we just heard about Wormwood 2.
Yeah, and it's been rumoured that you're going to be in it.
Has it?
Oh, here I am.
Wrong website. He does this on the other occasion. He typos.
I do research. I do a really good research.
Well, the good news is we've just told you you've got some more work coming up.
Apparently we're doing another one.
Oh, classic Mr. Lee. Let's just call it that.
It was. So this movie we're talking about is Sting, and it's all about a mystery object that falls into an apartment building, and it's an egg, and it turns into a spider.
It looks like a redback spider. That's the vibe I get when I see it.
Yeah, well, you know, the funny thing is the little girl who actually keeps the spider as a pet, her name is Charlotte.
Yeah, well, Charlotte's Web. Is that where you're going?
Correct. Yes, that's where I was going.
That's what I thought earlier.
That was a beautiful movie. I love Charlotte's Web. But this is, I watched the trailer and that's all I can do. And I only made it halfway because when the spider just grew and grew, I went, okay, that's enough for me.
Yeah, certainly. And if you think looking at the trailer is creepy, how about how it sounds? Let's check it out.
You called about the noises in your walls, right?
Oh, no, not me.
You sure about that?
Hey there, little guy.
Charlotte! I need you to watch Liam.
Why?
Because he's 6 months old and he eats paper.
Every time I try and connect, she takes two steps back.
Night, Ethan. You hungry?
Cool. We're gonna call you Sting.
Hi, Eric.
Could a spider grow twice as big in a couple of hours?
No, that is a physiological impossibility. Sweet Jesus, what the hell happened to it?
Rats.
I don't think a rat's gonna do that.
Spider. Only knows two things. Eat. And kill.
What kind of spider are we talking about here?
A big one.
Spider bite will paralyze its prey because it likes to feed on living flesh.
Dang! It's all my fault.
We have to deal with this together.
What the?
It stinks.
Yeah, Sting, it's a pretty good name for a spider, Mr. Lee.
Oh, it certainly is because we know they don't, they hurt quite a bit. And I think if people like a horror, I think this is going to be the horror for people this year. I think it's going to be, yeah. It gives me goosebumps just thinking about it now. So, yeah, not good.
Something else with long legs.
It's called Long Legs. Well done. That's a very good segue. That's very good. It's great, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this is another horror thriller crime, and it's all set in 1990s when a new FBI agent is put onto a case in the 70s that happened, and she's got to try to work out and place it all together and find this killer who's a serial killer before he strikes again. But unfortunately, things don't happen, and she finds that she's got more to do with this case than what she thinks. Let's take a listen.
Is it scary being a lady FBI agent?
Yeah.
Take a nice long look. A letter was left with the bodies. Signed with one word.
I saw a beast rise up out of the sea with 7 heads and 10 horns. And on his horns, he wore 10 crowns. On each head was written a blasphemous name.
What aren't you telling me?
He'll kill and kill again.
I know you're not afraid of a little bit of dark. Because you are the dark.
Do you still say your prayers? Never once. They scared me.
Hello?
You could have made nice with me. But you didn't. And that has led to all. Waiting.
Yeah, Long Legs. That's out this week. It's a crime. It's a thriller. But Mr. Lee, I think above all, as you can hear from that, very much a horror too.
And, you know, I've actually read so much about this movie. They're saying Nicolas Cage is incredible in this movie. I'm not going to say what his part is, because I don't want to put people off, but he apparently his performance in this movie is sensational. The thing that worries me about is Nicolas Cage and Oz Perkins, who directed the movie, made this movie as a tribute to their mothers. So that's a bit scary, isn't it?
I'm trying to see how that. Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when you think, remember Silence of the Lambs?
Yes.
With Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
7 with Brad Pitt. So that's what they're liking this movie to. And those two movies were brilliant. Like, they were really on the edge. That was, and I know this is going to surprise you, Jay. I'm actually thinking of going and seeing this movie.
No.
Yep. Yep. Wow. I'm going to take the wife to the movies and we're going to have a date night. And I think, but it will be during the day, by the way, because I can only watch these sort of movies during the day.
Jeez.
So, yeah, but I actually do want to see this movie because of Nicolas Cage and what they're saying, as well as Micah Munro, Blair Underwood's in it too, but they're just saying this is one of the best Nicolas Cage movies.
Long Legs, also Sting as well, both out at the movies this week, as is Mr. Lee.
Yeah, we've also got Bad Boys, Ride or Die, The Bike Riders, Despicable Me 4, The Garfield Movie, If, Inside Out 2, Maxine, Panda Bear in Africa, A Quiet Place Day 1, Twisters, and also we have Fly Me to the Moon.
NASA needs a marketing specialist, and you are the best.
The Mustang Fastback, 355 horses for him, seat belts for the family.
Just lucky that my water didn't break in there. Hi, Ron.
Why sell cars when you could think
bigger. Fly me to
the moon. Liftoff. We have liftoff.
You must be the launch director.
You're the killer from Manhattan.
Change plans. Now that we know the whole world will be watching, we need backup of the moon landing.
You mean to fake it?
What?
No one can ever know what we're doing.
I cannot accept that.
They will shoot you.
What is my budget?
Well, 11 is a go for launch.
Places, everyone, look sharp.
If you fake this mission, everything that we have sacrificed will have been for nothing.
Five.
This order from the tippy top.
Four.
We can't cross the wall but dream.
Three. Going around the corner, we'll see you on the other side.
Two.
And action.
I want you to walk as if you're carrying your mother. She's frail, but also heavy.
Fly me to the moon.
Now, very special. This is our first Talking Flickster that we've actually sent out to watch this movie of Fly Me to the Moon. And we've got Mel. Hey, Mel, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys, Mr. Lee? Oh, JT?
G'day, Mel. We'll give...
Oh, God, oh, we've wow. got sound effects. I keep forgetting we've got sound effects. Wow.
Yes.
Well done.
Did someone inject some money into the budget?
We spare no expense.
You've come to a good show, Mel. You've come to a good show.
I have.
Great to have you on board, Mel. And now, look, we've got you on to talk about this new movie, Fly Me to the Moon, which you recently went and checked out. What were your overall thoughts?
Well, I was actually surprised at how much I did enjoy this movie. So, yeah, I thought it was actually quite good.
Is that because it had Channing Tatum in it?
Well, no, actually, I'll be honest. Okay, he can be a draw card, but after seeing Magic Mike, I can't see a movie with him in it and not think back of that. But no, he actually played a grown-up, a proper grown-up this time.
I actually went and saw it myself, and I actually enjoyed it too, Mel. I thought he played an older part that was so well done. Scarlett Johansson, she was incredible.
Oh, she's gorgeous. She was really good.
Oh, she was.
Sassy,
I actually think she could live in the 60s. Her clothes, her hair, the makeup, everything just worked for her, didn't it?
I know. It was just, she just fit into that whole era so well.
Oh,
she did a really good job.
Oh, unbelievable. And the other thing that fitted in was the sets. Everything looked so 60s. I must say the Mission Control looked like Mission Control. I actually went to Florida many, many years ago and went to NASA, and they take you for
Same.
A tour through.
I've been
and
there
you
too.
See, yeah.
It's and amazing,
you actually
isn't
see
it?
The Mission Control. It is unbelievable. But I
that
was
huge
so
building where
they
make the rockets.
And you see that in the movie as well. And it's funny because when you see the person standing, you know, at the door and you go, wow, that's a big building, which is it for, I can't remember, for
Empire State,
Statue of Liberties.
Statue of Liberties, yes.
They got that in the movie, which I was so pleased that you actually got to see all that as well. Now, I've got a question. Did you think that the director got the whole shot or not?
Oh, well.
So, you know how the director was so out there and he was trying to do it and he was trying to make them jump, like carry your grandmother who's very fragile but also very heavy and like fake.
That was one of the best scenes, right?
Oh, yes, that's right. When they were trying to mimic the whole act like you're walking on the moon.
Space.
That was actually, that was clever. And those cords and the lines and like the strings or the ropes, you couldn't see them. It was very. Very well done.
Now, what do you think about the relationship with Scarlett and Channing on the big screen? Kelly Jones, Cole Davis. What did you think about that playing out?
Yeah, they had some good chemistry. It was really quite good. I mean, it's being labelled as a rom-com.
Mm.
I wouldn't call it a true rom-com. Like, you know, you're sort of, you know, your Notting Hills or your Bridget Jones Diaries or anything like that. But it's just a nice. It's got a nice little romance running through the movie. So a little bit of tension. You can just see, they worked well together, actually. You could tell that they had a good on-screen chemistry.
Another one too I want to ask about is Ray Romano, who plays Henry Smalls, yes. Because we're so used to seeing him in Everybody Loves Raymond. And I, from what I've seen of him, he plays a completely different role as well.
He was good. He was like a sensitive character. And yeah, he's actually quite a good actor. Like I've only ever seen him in comedy.
Yeah.
You know, doing Raymond and then doing the voice of Ice Age. But to see him in this role, he did it so well because he actually showed that he's actually got some, he can make you feel all these other things besides comedy. So, yeah, he had a really good role in that movie.
I guess, Mr. Lee, we should probably ask, out of 5 Chock Tops, Mel, what do you reckon?
Oh, gee, I didn't know I had to give it a rating. Rightio. Yeah. Okay. Now, 5 Chock Tops being like the best movie I've ever seen, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I would give it a solid 3+.
That's pretty
solid
good.
Solid 3+ Chock Tops. Yeah.
Wow. So, that's pretty good.
Which is not bad because I'm thinking, you know, 5 Chock Tops would be my favourite movie of all time. And, you know, like there's a lot of movies out there. So, yeah, I'd give it a solid 3.
That's pretty good, Mr. Lee. I'd take that.
Yeah, I think that's really good. And, you know, I'd actually probably give it 3.5 Chock Tops. So I think that's really good. Good on you, Mel, and thank you. Now, if you want to be a talking flickster for us, all you got to do is go to our website and click on the link to send us an email and say my name, and we'll send you off to the movies either in Orange, Wagga, or Tamworth. Just let us know what town you're in, and we'll get you to review one of our movies. And you'll be on the show next week. So go to the website now and join in the fun like Mel did today.
How good is that? Mel sounded like she had so much fun. How good is that? You get to go along and see a movie for free. Yeah, perfect.
Correct.
All right, Mr. Lee, let's do some top fives. Let's rip in and see how our top 5 movies in the USA are looking. Number 5 is Fly Me to the Moon, which we just spoke about. Number 4, A Quiet Place, Day 1. 3, Long Legs. Number 2, Inside Out 2. And number 1, Despicable Me 4.
Now let's head to the UK. We've got number 4 is The Kingdom of Planet of the Apes. Number 3 is Kinds of Kindness. Number 2 is Inside Out 2. And number 1 for the UK, Despicable Me 4.
Okay, so Inside Out 2 has dropped back a place in both the USA and UK. Is it going to be number 1 for Oz? Or do we have a new number 1, Mr. Lee? I don't know. Let's find out. Fly Me to the Moon at number 5. Number 4, A Quiet Place, Day 1. Number 3, Twisters. Number 2, Inside Out 2, which means number 1, Despicable Me 4. How about that?
Wow. You know, it's definitely school holidays when you know 2 kids' movies are 1 and 2 all around the world. That's a bit scary, isn't it?
That is just crazy. And also great to Absolutely. See Long Legs in the inside the 5 for the USA as well.
Yeah, and it's funny you should say that because it actually surprised the US box office. It took $22.6 million in its opening 4 days. That's massive for a horror movie. And it actually came in number 2, as we said. Like, it's scary.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. And Oz, as you said, you're already looking at going along to see it because of all the great things we've heard about Nicolas Cage. So, yeah, that no surprise, really, I guess, off the back of that. That sounds really good. Now, as well, you've got some news on Captain America, Marvel Studios.
Yeah. Look, as we all know, Chris Evans is no longer going to be Captain America. So in the next one that's going to be released in a few, I think it's next year it is, Captain America Brave New World, Anthony Mackie is going to be the new Captain America, which is very exciting. And the other thing too is Harrison Ford is making his Marvel debut as General Ross in the new Captain movie. So that's very good. Harrison Ford, he's top actor. Yes, and I know we all think of him as Solo, but he is a good actor.
He's great. And who's your favorite Marvel character? Who do you enjoy the most?
I actually have to say I'm more DC and I'm actually Superman and Batman. Batman number 1 and Superman. So and you know, you always have that conflict, either are you Marvel or are you DC? And yeah, I'm actually DC. I do like Star-Lord, which he's really good at Guardians of the Galaxy, but I'm more DC. Who are you, JT?
Got to say, I am Captain America. Like? Captain America, I reckon.
You are?
For me. Yeah.
Oh, good on you. I love you're a Marvel geek, yeah.
I love the colour. I love the colour, Mr. Lee. I wouldn't say I'm a geek. I just enjoy the colour. Don't... Yeah, I'm not going that far, Mr. Lee. Not that far. the minions. Well, this will make you happy, Mr. Lee. Maybe not so much me, but it will make you happy.
It is. Look, I'm so excited because, as we know, Despicable Me 4 is out now. They are already now talking about Minions 3, and it's going to be in theaters, and it'll be in theaters June 2027. So that's exciting news to have another Minions movie coming back out.
How many days is that, Mr. Lee, till June 2027?
Oh, I might be retired by then. No, I'll still be here.
Well, you would have already hit your big 30 by then, Mr. Lee. You'd be up to about, 33 at that point. So yeah. 33 is in the film business. So, yeah. Oh, but that is exciting for especially having Despicable Me 4 as the number one movie for a lot of parts of the world right now. So to know that it's there's a new one coming, it was always no surprise, was it? Like, it was always going to happen.
Oh, no. Yeah, and Universal do Minions so well, and even, you know, Despicable Me, but Minions, everyone cannot get enough of the Minions, and that's why they're so popular. Now, heading around the screens, we've got the Travelling Film Festival coming up in Tamworth, Orange and Wagga. That's happening on August 9 to 11, and the lineup of movies are unbelievable, and I cannot wait to see a couple of those because there is a few there I would love to see. Plus, Wagga have got their French Film Festival happening on July 26 to August 1, which is very fitting because we've got the Olympics happening in Paris that start on July 26. So that's perfect timing.
Definitely. So, and as well, Mr. Lee, we'll be catching up and doing a special on the Travelling Film Festival as well very soon. So make sure you keep an ear out for that. We'll dissect some of the movies that you can go and check out, and I'm sure there's going to be heaps of great ones to see over that 3 days.
Certainly will be, and it will be great to catch up and listen to find out exactly what's happening and how all these movies are going to screen. So can't wait to have that special talk.
All right, Mr. Lee, let's do the game. It is that time again. We step up to the plate, and now we've got to try and go the 60 seconds without an or an ah. Mr. Lee, are you ready to go?
Hit it. What's the question?
60 seconds on the clock. All you got to do is get through the 60 seconds with no ums, ahs, losing your place, silence, and, just make sure you're staying focused on the topic, Mr. Lee, which is animated films. I told you I'd look after you, right? Okay.
You got
to
do it.
Do one for the team, Mr. Lee. Are you ready to go?
Okay, I'll try.
60 seconds on the clock starting now.
Animated movies are such a great thing to have because we've got Despicable Me 4 out at the moment, Inside Out 2, which are all remakes of movies and sequels. Remember when Shrek first came out? That was huge. It was such a great movie, and we've got some more movies coming out at the end of this month, and it's the movie called The Sloth Lane, which looks very interesting. And I know when the actors are actually voicing all these characters, they have so much fun, and they're doing it by themselves in the studio, and then they all piece everything together and make it sound like they're all in the one studio doing the whole movie together at the same time. And when you look at Steven Carell, who plays Gru, and then you've also got all these other actors who are voicing these, it is such an interesting, and because they actually have to pretend that they're in the movie at the time when they actually
hold on, there we go, Mr. Lee. There we go.
Did I do it? Did I do it?
How do you feel, Mr. Lee?
Oh, my. I feel pretty damn good. That was really hard still, you know? When you in your head, you're saying, don't say R, don't say. And I know I did say an R, but I meant the R as in these movies are great. There wasn't a
I picked up on
R
that. I'm like,
at
no,
that
no,
time,
no, no,
okay? It was, these movies are great movies. It was a A-R-E, not a just a R. So if anyone says anything, that's, it wasn't the normal when you go, it wasn't. So I know I did say it at the beginning, but yeah, it was not the R that we thought.
Bloody good job, Mr. Lee. Well done.
Thank you so much. I can't believe I did it. That's our first one in how many weeks we've been doing this.
We needed a win. We needed a win. So
oh, we do.
That is.
I get a gold star.
You get a gold star, Mr. Lee. We've checked it with the adjudicator, awesome. Unlike last time, which is all good. So there you go. Big gold star. Well done, Mr. Lee. I'm excited because I thought this was a game that was just not achievable. That's what it is. So well done.
And you know the funny thing? I thought the same thing. I thought, how are we going to get this gold star?
I was about to can it. It was getting that bad. It was embarrassing. But no, thank you for taking one for the team, Mr. Lee. Well done.
Thank you. I'm pleased. You know what? That might be the only gold star I get now. But at least I've got one. At least I have one.
You
so that's good.
Wear that with pride, Mr. Lee. Wear it with pride.
I will. Thank you. Thank you. So watch out when you come into the cinema on Friday. You'll see it.
Gold star. Yes. Yeah, if you want to go see it, Forum 6 Tamworth, Mr. Lee will be on the front counter at some point. You can go up there and get a photo with his gold star. Now, we'll bring the Armagh game back again next week, and I'll be looking to try and level the scores. I am not feeling confident about it, but we'll see you next week. I've got a whole week to rehearse, so.
You do. On something you have no idea what I'm going to talk about.
No idea about, no. No, I'm sure it'll be good, whatever it is, but we'll find out next week. Speaking of next week, some new movies out, and this is the one we've been waiting for. Could this movie, Mr. Lee, give Inside Out 2 a run for the biggest movie of the year?
I think it will. I reckon this will be the Barbie Maverick movie of the year. It is Deadpool versus Wolverine, and as we've seen this week, they've actually been going and doing their media blitz all around. These two guys who get on so well together, they're mates through and through, and to see them on the big screen, it's going to be fantastic. I cannot wait to watch this movie. Plus, we've also got Sloth Lane opening as well next week, but we'll talk more about those next week.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, Mr. Lee, it's time to give away some movie tickets. Last week, we had a winner, and that was
Will McKinnon. Congratulations, Will. And the answer was Mischief. Well done.
Yeah, which was the name of the cat, wasn't it? In
yes,
Fly Me to
yes.
the Moon. Yeah, the black cat.
Yeah. And when you see the movie, you'll understand why I picked that.
It was your question, Mr. Lee. It was your question.
It was. But it was. Now, this week, Jay, it's your turn. What's your question for this week?
Okay, nice, easy one. And again, this is kind of along the lines of animals. No, it's not an animal, it's a creature. What type of insect is the movie Sting based around, which was the first movie we spoke about? It's out at cinemas this week, and it's a creepy crawly. That's pretty easy, Mr. Lee, isn't it?
That's very easy. Very easy.
But if you think you know what it is, the best way to get the answer to us, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, head to our website and send us an email with the answer, or do a DM to Facebook and you can also send us the answer that way. So just like Will did last week, it's very easy to do.
And let us know too where you're from. When you give us your answer, let us know which cinema obviously you'd like to go to, or which whereabouts we can find you, so just so we can give you a shout out when we announce you hopefully as our winner.
Yeah, which is so easy.
Beautiful. Well, that just about wraps us up for another week, Mr. Lee. Just like that, done and dusted.
This goes so quick, and it was so good to catch up with Mel. And don't forget, if you do want to be a talking flickster, send us an email and we'll pick someone and they can go watch a movie.
If you love your horror movies, please get in touch because Mr. Lee is going to shout you to go and see Sting or Longlegs. If you can sit through that, I think Mr. Lee's even going to go see a horror. So there you go. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah. Wait until you hear next week whether I'm here. If I'm here, you know I did see it. If I'm not, I'm still not coping well after watching Longlegs.
Yeah, he's at home in bed. He's sick.
In the cradle position.
You worry me sometimes, Mr. Lee. I'm sure Wendy will look after you. You'll be right.
Oh, she will. She will. She'll hold my hand.
Have a lovely week and we'll catch you again next Friday at midday.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.